The sound of Charleston 105.5 The Bridge. Good morning. It's Evans on your radio, and I got Jordan Amaker in here from Low Country Local First, and we're halfway through Buy Local Month already.
Yeah. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Yeah, we are. We're in the thick of it. And if you're like me, you've not really even started your holiday shopping yet. So this is crunch time.
Yeah, I'm a man, so I actually wait till Christmas Eve.
You're that guy.
Yeah, I'm that guy. Usually start at around 5 o'clock on New Year's Eve.
Nice. No, the rush. The rush of men to the store. Yeah. No, we've got like, what, 2-3 weeks left? And this is the time to really, if you're listening, to stop and think about your wish list, what you need to buy, who you're buying for, and just think for a minute. You know, it's so easy these days to just go online, click, done, shipped to you in 2 days, wrapped, whatever. But like, think, like, where can you find those gifts here locally? Or if you don't know what you're looking for, go out to a local shop and browse, and you're going to find something really unique, really amazing. But think about the power of your dollars. I talked about this last time I was here.
Yes.
The power of your dollar and what it's doing when it leaves your hand. Not only who it's supporting, the community it's you're voting for, but the people that you're voting for. Where is your dollar going when it leaves your hand? So this is a huge time of year to think about that. You're sort of making or breaking your neighbor's business. You're making or breaking what this community looks like. So stop and think about it. And this campaign is all about making that easy. So you don't have to just noodle on your own. We're here to help you noodle, and we're here to help make that as easy as possible. So if you haven't visited buylocalmonth.com, I encourage you to do that. It's got a whole bunch of resources on there for you. It's got a market calendar if you're into shopping at makers markets. But it also has about 80 or 90 different locally owned independent businesses that have highlighted through that site what they offer you this time of year to make it really easy and fun to choose them with your dollars, whether it's really fun in-store benefits and perks like free cider or free champagne while you're shopping or free gift wrapping, or it's sort of online benefits where they have free online shipping or, you know, local delivery for free, what have you. So browse that. It's sort of based by category, whether it's stuff for the home or clothing, accessories or toys or personal services. You can go and sort of dive into those areas and see what's out there for you.
You got me a little excited when you said Maker's Mark.
Maker's Markets.
Then you said markets. Yeah.
I'm sure there's that out there somewhere.
We're talking about shopping, not booze.
Yeah, well, that's when I'm in Kentucky, I shop local. And you have a guest in here with us this morning.
Yeah, speaking of Maker's Markets, we've got a big one coming up tomorrow, Saturday, and I brought Chris Wynn in here with us from Tradesman. He's graciously stepped up to host this big event. Chris, tell us about this.
And Chris, by the way, is the high five officer.
He is.
So
this is true.
Yeah, we high fived each other. So he said he keeps them in his pocket. I gave him one of my high fives, and now I only have two left.
Oh.
And there's a weekend. So I'm in trouble.
Don't want to burn through all of them.
Not all.
You
got to
have a couple in reserve.
Pick them up locally.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There'll be plenty of high fives up for grabs at the Buy Local Block Party this Saturday. So if you need to reload, You can come pick some up there for sure.
And I'm going
to
be there when you open today.
Yeah.
We've been talking.
Yeah. So, you know, the Buy Local Block Party is an event that's new at our location, but it's been going on for years. And Low Country Local First has always been at the forefront of really making the spectacle and the fun of voting with your local dollars a really good time. And for years it was hosted in their parking lot and space constrictions and time. And obviously there's lots of great local holiday markets on there right now, which is a great trend to see. But Jordan and I have been talking about maybe trying to bring the thing back and do it again. And we're very fortunate at our new location to have a lot of space outside.
Yeah, you do have a lot of space
outside. And it was like, this is the kind of thing we want to support. And this is obviously, it's critical to our mission. I mean, you can't click on Amazon and order one of our beers. Thank God we're an analog product. And the only way to get it is to come get it here in town.
And so, if you did, somebody would steal it from your front porch like they did my new modem.
Oh, sons of...
Yeah.
That's no fun. No. Yeah, so, I mean, we as a local business, and also as a local brewery, there's no way for us to survive without the local support.
Exactly.
And, so I think we're, you know, one part a success story and hopefully also, you know, two parts an advocate to help support the mission, because we're not alone in it. And obviously Charleston's brewery scene has exploded and we are all at the mercy of the support of our peers and friends and family. And we like to believe that we can make something that tastes delicious that you don't have to pay for shipping on and you don't have to drive water across state lines to get it here, because we can make it from the source. And We can get great ingredients and we can get great water. And there's no reason you can't do that here in town.
But yeah, and one of the ones that we were talking about is the chocolate coconut stout.
Yeah.
And God, that sounds just, that's driving me crazy. Like, I can't wait for 12 o'clock.
It is shockingly refreshing. Of course, it's delicious because in beer, if you make a beer that's not tasty, you're kind of dead in the water, right?
But or it's an American beer.
So. Right. Right. It also doesn't suck if you throw a scoop of vanilla ice cream in there.
Oh,
I'll just throw that out there. Yeah, if you've ever made a beer float,
no.
That can be kind of a life-changing experience.
No, I've never tried that.
Yeah.
Huh.
We can bring some ice cream with you when you come by today.
Well, I don't know. I love good, heavy, dark beers, like I said, that have a head that you could chew. You know, I like that kind of stuff. And the thicker, the better. And also, I'm kind of weird because I like my stouts at room temperature.
Sure.
I don't like them ice cold.
Yeah.
They have different flavors when they're a little warmer.
But it's a real thing. And there's two things that'll happen there. You're going to either find more of the flavors and complexities in that beer, or you're going to find its imperfections. So as beer warms up, it certainly does open up and you might get more aroma and you're going to get some more flavors. But
right.
If the beer isn't high quality, there's no place for it to hide at that point. So,
kind of like me too, when I start getting hot outside, I start to have different aromas and things like that. But it's a good thing I do wear deodorant and all that stuff. So you're going to have live music, food trucks, coffee, all kinds of stuff out there. And tell me.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun time for everyone. Bring the kids out. Maybe leave the dogs at home. That can get a little chaotic, maybe. But we have about 30 different makers. I mean, anywhere from people who make pillows locally to t-shirts to soaps to vinyl. I mean, you name it. There's going to be a really cool variety of locally made or sourced products there. Not to mention great beer and good company.
Yeah. Again, there'll be some great food there. We've got a couple of good vendors out there. And hopefully the experience is not only sustainable for your local community, but it's will be proof that shopping doesn't have to suck.
Yeah.
You don't have to get in line at Walmart. You don't have to try, you know, it can be a much more rewarding experience than the typical, retail vibe you get this time of year. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like big box stores. It's just too many people in there. And unfortunately I live right behind a Walmart supercenter. So I get sent there at least once a day or something. But I hate lines. I hate traffic. I hate standing in line. It's one of the things I do love local. Like I bought a new wedding band from a local jeweler who she's in the market. And, you know, so I just support local businesses as much as I can.
Sure.
So do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, well, come out. I'll just sort of remind people it's Saturday. It's at Tradesman Brewing on King Street Extension on the Upper Peninsula. It's from 12 to 6. Bundle up. It's going to feel like a winter market out there. It's going to be a little chilly, but bring your layers, get a hot cup of coffee, and then warm up with some beer.
Yeah,
right?
You can't miss it. If you're driving up I-26, it's the brewery there on the right that has the big green container. You can't miss it.
Yeah. I like to say, spend your happy hour there and let traffic die down during the week.
Yeah, exactly.
Just wave at people on 26 and
we tend to do that.
Catch
all the
a good
time,
sunset.
Actually.
Yeah,
that's where you need to build an outdoor bar facing the interstate.
We actually have a great outdoor patio bar and big seating area out there with some nice comfy Adirondack chairs, and you can sit there and sip on a pint and watch everybody who's hating life on I-26 at 5:30.
That's me.
I want to just big thanks to Chris. He's been a huge, huge supporter of ours for years, but to open up his space and put a lot of time and energy into this is really appreciated. And I'll plug GDC Home and Charleston Magazine are big supporters of this campaign. And I hope people support them because they're just selflessly supporting this whole campaign and encouraging people not just to support their business, but to support this community of businesses. So thanks to them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.